finished high school. You went to Hollywood, got a tattoo. He met a girl out there with a tattoo too. The future was wide open. They'd moved into a place they both could afford. He found a nightclub he could work at the door. She had a guitar and she taught him some chords. The sky was the limit. Into the great wide open, under them skies of blue, out in the great wide open, a rebel without a clue. Papers said Ed always played from the heart. He got an agent and a roadie named Bart. They made a record and it went in the charts. The sky was the limit. His leather jacket had chains that would jingle. They both met movie stars, partied and mingled. Their A&R man said, I don't hear a single. The future was wide open. Into the
That was Into the Great Wide Open by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Up next, we have a song called Our Own House by Mr. Wives. This is a band of mine that I'm pretty fond of. They actually are the same band who sing my favorite song, Reflections. So, yeah, this song's not as good as Reflections, but it's still pretty good. I mean, Mr. Wives turns out some pretty good music. So, why don't you guys take a look at the song? Our Own House by Mr. Wives.
Came in like the breeze, I felt it in my knees. Never will it leave, each day it is retrieved. Seems like yesterday, your eyes cracked this way.
Built our own house, somehow, with our hands over our hearts.
Well, that is Our Own House by Mr. Wives. Coming up next, we have a song by one of my favorite bands, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is one of their newer songs. Not newer as in newer than the rest of their stuff. It's not necessarily a new song in general, but this is the song "The Adventures of Rain Dance." The Adventures of Rain Dance Maggie. So here we go.
Thank you. Playing next is Left Hand Free by Alt J. Actually, it's playing right now pretty quietly. But yeah, that's this song. Yeah, that was...
Now we're back. Oh, whoa, my mic's a little low. Can you turn me up, Aiden?
Yeah.
There we go. Yep, still probably a little quiet.
I can't hear anything.
Yeah, he won't be able to.
Okay, yeah. We're going to try out a record, I believe. Which one are we doing vinyl to?
We're doing Future Legends.
Future Legends.
We literally picked this...
By Future Legends on the album Future Legends.
Alright, let's give this a try.
Wait, you are really low.
I am very low.
Also very sick.
Not very sick, I'm getting over this.
Yeah, Future Legends by Future Legends.
Alright, here we go.
It may not be very well. Very good.
Another day began to say. yourself to happiness. It is your own decision.
Yeah, I'm not sure your mic's working, Allie.
Let's give it a try.
No, you gotta talk really loud. Yeah.
I gotta talk really loud?
Yeah, I don't really...
I'm not gonna be doing so well now. Here, let's try other mic.
White mic?
White mic.
Go.
Hello, people of Earth.
All right, there you go. You're much better.
All right, I'm gonna bring this up to the yellow mic stand.
Keep talking.
Blah, blah.
Yeah, you're good. You might be too loud. Okay, yeah, we're just really going with it right now. Music's playing in the background. It's pretty bad, I think. So,
yo, Future Legends is great.
Yeah.
You are the Future Legends.
We're going to play a remix kind of deal of... A remix of a cover of Crazy by Gnarls
Wait,
Barkley.
Wait, this is a cover of Crazy?
Well, it's like a remix... of a cover. I don't know. It's kind of confusing, actually. I think we're just going to play it. Yeah.
Let's play to get Future Legends off of here.
Aux one.
Because I didn't know enough. Yeah.
Well, the next record, random record we picked up is going to be fairly interesting.
Yeah, I'd say.
This is a band called Steel Vengeance.
Just the picture of the band on the back.
Everyone has a mullet.
And three mustaches.
Like Fu Manchu's.
Pretty dope mustaches.
Or like the Hugh Hefner. The song we're going to play is the song The Underworld. Or that we're going to attempt to play. We're not very great with records.
Yeah. Might not last the whole song as well because...
Yeah, we've not lyric checked this, so we might just have a random cut in the middle of it.
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen as well.
Let's give this a try.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's happening? No music's playing yet. Yeah, it's on. We're just waiting for the music. Yep, we don't really know how the record player works.
Yep, turn it. It's good.
Yeah.
Well, that was interesting, to say the least. Don't worry, Aiden. I'll get the record player.
Piston went to...
Just pull the needle off.
Yeah, I'm not that much of an idiot.
Come all right, now. Guys. The next song up is The Boys of Summer by the Ataris while Aiden and I pick out a new record.
Yeah, it's going to be great. What...
Well, what do we have up next, Aiden? Or should we just start playing it and let them figure it out?
I'm just going to say we got a surprise.
All right.
We pulled a diamond out of the rough.
We pulled a couple diamonds. All right, here we go.
You know, parents are the same, no matter time, no place. They don't understand that us kids are going to make some mistakes. So to you other kids all across the land, no need to argue, parents just don't understand.
me school shopping. It was me, my brother, my mom, oh, my pop, and my little sister all hopped in the car. We headed downtown to the Gallery Mall. My mom started bugging with the clothes she chose. I didn't say nothing at first, I just turned to my nose. She said, what's wrong? This shirt costs $20. I said, Mom, the shirt is plaid with a butterfly collar. The next half hour was the same old thing. My mother buying me clothes from 1963, and then she lost her mind and did the ultimate. I asked her for Adidas and she bought me Zips. I said, Mom, what are you doing? You ruined my rep.
She said, you're only 16, you don't have a rep yet. I said, Mom, let's put these clothes back, please. She said, no, you go to school to learn, not for a fashion show. I said, this isn't shining on. Come on, Mom, I'm not Bowser. My please, but back the bell-bottom Brady Bunch trousers. But if you don't want to, I can live with that. But you gotta put back the double-knit reversible slacks. She wasn't with it, everything stayed the same. Inevitably, the first day of school came. I thought I could get over. I tried to play sick, but my mom said, no, no way, forget it, there was nothing I could do. I tried to relax, I got dressed up in those ancient artifacts. And when I walked into school, it was just as I thought. The kids were cracking up, laughing at the clothes mom bought. And those who weren't laughing still had a ball, cause they were pointing and whispering as I walked down the hall. I got home and told my mom how my day went. She said, if they were laughing, you don't need them, cause they're not good friends. For the next 6 hours, I tried to explain to my mom that I was gonna have to go through this about 200 more times. So to you other kids all across the land, there's no need to argue, parents just don't understand. My parents went away on a week's vacation and they left the keys to the brand new Porsche. Will they mind? Well, of course not. I'll just take it for a little spin and maybe show it off to a couple of friends. I'll just cruise it around the neighborhood. Well, maybe I should. Yeah, of course I should. Pay attention, here's the thick of the plot. I pulled up to the corner at the end of my block, and that's when I saw this beautiful girly girl walking. I picked up my car phone to perpetrate like I was talking. You should have seen this girl's bodily dimensions. I honked my horn just to get her attention. She said, was that for me? I said, yeah. She said, why? I said, come on and take a ride with a hell of a guy. She said, how do I know you're not sick? You could be some deranged lunatic. I said, come on, Tux, my name is the Prince. Besides, would a lunatic have a Porsche like this? She a beat and we were on our way. She was looking very good, so was I, must say. Word. We hit McDonald's, pulled into the drive. We ordered two Big Macs and two large fries and Cokes. She kicked her shoes off onto the floor. She said, drive fast, speed turns me on. She put her hand on my knee, I put my foot on the gas. We almost got whiplash, I took off so fast. The sunroof was open, the music was high, and this girl's hand was steadily moving up my thigh. She had opened up three buttons on her shirt so far. I guess that's why I didn't notice that police car. We're doing 90 in my mom's new Porsche, and to make this long story short, when the cop pulled me over, I was scared as hell. I said, I don't have a license, but I drive very well, officer. I almost had a heart attack that day. Come to find out the girl was a 12-year-old runaway. I was arrested, the car was impounded. There was no way for me to avoid being grounded. My parents had to come off a vacation to get me. I'd rather be in jail than to have my father hit me. My parents walked in and I got my grip. I said, Mom, Dad, how was your trip? They didn't speak. I said, I want to plead my case. But my father just shoved me in the car by my face. That was a hard ride home. I don't know how I survived it. They took turns. One would beat me while the other one was driving. I can't believe it. I just made a mistake. Well, parents are the same no matter time, no place. So to you other kids all across the land, take it from me. Parents just don't understand.
Yeah, Will Smith. Good stuff right there.
And his nice, clean rap.
Yeah.
Wipe your shoes on the mat when you come in the house.
Yeah.
Anybody gets that Family Guy reference? Good for you.
Kind of, I think. We're going to play one of my songs, Ohm by Hippie Sabotage. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's like... meditation song. That's why it's called Om.
And it's got a great name, Hippie Sabotage.
Yeah. Here it is. Thank you.
yes I do.